Idaho bill would fine cities for flying LGBTQ+ pride flag. By Sean Moran on January 27, 2026. An Idaho state Republican lawmaker proposed a bill that would fine cities for flying LGBTQ+ flags after the city of Boise declared the flag an official flag as a way to circumvent an existing state law. State Representative Ted Hill, R., introduced legislation that would levy fines for government entities that violate a recent state law that bans state and local governments from flying any flags other than domestic government and military flags. Hill blamed Boise Mayor Lauren McClain for pushing to make the LGBTQ+ pride flag an official flag. Reports suggest that the city council voted to add the pride flag and organ donation flag as official flags last May. She just made it so. She's having to do this because she gave a middle finger to the legislature, pretty much, Hill remarked. Hey, I'm not going to follow the law, and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. East Idaho News reported. Hill's bill this year would allow Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador to enforce Idaho's flag restriction law through lawsuits to stop cities from flying certain flags and seeking civil court fines. The bill would fine government entities that violate the flag ban law $2,000 each day, for each offending flag. Hill's bill would also amend last year's flag ban law to allow Idaho government entities to display official flags of Idaho colleges or universities, and the Basque Autonomous Community flag. After the Utah legislature passed a similar state law last year, the Salt Lake City Council voted to adopt versions of new city flags that resemble the LGBTQ+ pride flag, the transgender pride flag and the Juneteenth flag, Utah News Dispatch reported, East Idaho News noted. Breitbart News reported last year that there was supposed to be a giant gay pride event in Boise which ended up being canceled due to lack of interest. But despite strong interest, attendance didn't reach the level needed to hold the event responsibly. As a result, the June 6th event is canceled and all tickets have been refunded, the cancellation notice read. After celebrating the men who died defending America for only one day, we kick off Pride Month. A whole freaking month. First, the gay movement took over the alphabet, now they've taken over most of the year. I count 123 days on this calendar, Breitbart News's John Nolte wrote. He added, I find the narcissism more off-putting than anything else.